WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A bill in the state legislature could turn control over energy projects, specifically solar and wind projects, over to local municipalities. And a Marathon County resolution could ask the State Counties Association to help get it passed. Twin bills in the state Senate and Assembly would require local approval for certain wind and solar projects before the Public Service Commission can approve them.
At a high level, what the legislation does, and it's in the packet, it is allows for those municipalities for projects that are over, as I understand it, over 100 megawatts.
That's Marathon County Administrator Lance Leonard speaking at an Infrastructure Committee meeting yesterday. Under the resolution, Leonard would be responsible for asking the Wisconsin Counties Association to lobby for the bill on Marathon County's behalf.
It allows for the municipality to essentially take action to restrict the project from moving forward outside of involvement through the PSC public hearing.
District 29 Supervisor Chris Dickinson supported passing the resolution.
But I think it ties in with lots of the conversations that we've had about local control, particularly when it comes to, I would say, the county and that, you know, being a arm of the state.
The resolution comes as Alliant Energy is working to set up a 150-megawatt wind farm in Marathon County. According to their website, a proposed timeline slates the company to submit a permit application to the PSC this year. If the legislation passes, Marathon County local municipalities would be able to approve or deny the project. The resolution passed out of the committee and heads to the full county board at the end of the month. A new winter farmers market is kicking off in Marathon County this weekend. Melissa Kay has more.
Marshfield Summer Market vendors worked with the Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce and Industry to formalize a farmers market cooperative in 2025.
Through our meetings from day one, they were like, we want to have a winter market. And I was like, okay, we got to do all these other things. And if we can do them, like, let's organize a winter market. Like, why not?
That's Melissa Hack, the Regional Farmers Market Coordinator for Portage, Wood, Wapaka, Marathon, and Adams counties. She said the winter market will be held in the 2nd Street Community Center with space for about 20 vendors.
The community center is also attached to the library, so it's a really nice, like, community space or like community hub where like you could go and like get some books at the library and then like pop in at the farmers market and then go walk downtown and do some shopping too.
Hack shared a couple tips for first-time market shoppers.
If it's your first time coming to a farmer's market, I would say bring your own bags, bring your own totes, just to help out any costs for the businesses. And so you don't have to worry about whether you need a bag or not.
Hack continues that having cash on hand is a good idea.
Bringing cash is ideal. Some vendors only accept cash. So if you can bring cash, that's ideal. I think a lot of our vendors are likely to have credit or debit accessibility. But just to be safe, it's nice to have some cash in your pocket.
The Marshfield Winter Farmers Market is open from 9 to 2 every Saturday, starting January 10th through the end of May.
Habitat for Humanity of Wausau is bringing up to 385 teenagers and adults to the greater Wausau area this summer to improve the homes of elderly, disabled, and low-income residents. According to a press release, as many as 60 residents will benefit from the work from the Wausau Work Camp. Work Camp participants will be housed at Newman Catholic High School. Repairs offered through the Work Camp include interior and exterior painting, weatherization, porch and wheelchair ramp construction, and more. To apply for home assistance, visit habitatwausau.org. A gallery in downtown Stevens Point is accepting applications for their 38th annual Culture and Agriculture exhibition. Until the end of the month, artists can submit up to 2 pieces of artwork for consideration. The pieces must be inspired by agriculture and may include rural landscapes, farm life, or broader agricultural themes and issues. Selected artists will be notified in early February. The exhibition will be open at Gallery Q March through April. For information on the exhibit and application process, visit culture-agriculture.com. A long-running study found that high levels of PFAS in the water supply are negatively affecting bald eagles across Wisconsin. According to a WPR report, the Great Lakes Bald Eagle Health Project has been testing the birds for contaminants like heavy metals in their blood since 1990. The organization began testing blood samples from eaglets along Lake Superior and the Apostle Islands in 2023. They found around 40 different types of PFAS. Researchers also determined that the higher levels of PFAS leave the birds more susceptible to disease. The researchers are now working to use the test results to determine exactly where the forever chemicals are coming from. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. You know, the edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. You know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game, but hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 35 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little fog late tonight with a low of 21. Tomorrow, some snow, an inch or two of accumulation possible, with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.